Taking a look first at your news for today. The Tuscola Township Board of Trustees has kept their word to shoulder some of the responsibility for the purchase of some new equipment. At the last township meeting, the board approved paying the $71,174 to the Vassar City Fire Department. That amount is Tuscola Township's portion of the cost for a new fire truck for the department. Also, the board appointed Bob Whitney to the Bullard Sanford Library Board in order to fill a seat vacancy. And another news for today. Additional training and equipment helped the ACW and Unionville Fire Department do an ice rescue on Saginaw Bay earlier today. At around 7:39 a.m., the fire department was dispatched to Thomas Road in Akron Township for the ice rescue. There was a fisherman traveling out onto the ice approximately 1 mile from shore. He rolled his four-wheeler while heading out onto the bay. Initial reports indicate that the operator may have been unconscious for the incident. As the rescue was starting, the fisherman was able to fire a flare into the air that helped to assist responders in narrowing down his approximate location. Upon making contact with the fisherman, Unionville Fire Department's medical personnel conducted a rapid patient evaluation. The individual was properly packaged to prevent further injury and then loaded onto the RDC and transported back to shore. Fishermen and outdoor enthusiasts are urged to use extreme caution when traveling out onto the ice and to always be prepared for rapidly changing conditions. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Your child is sick. And with those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Healing begins with happiness. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation provides programs to hospitalized kids to deliver happiness when it matters most. Learn more at starlight.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour, the Bad Axe Theater and Longshot Lane's Bowling Alley did not sell during a public auction held Tuesday morning at the Huron County Courthouse. The auction attracted only a small number of observers, and no bids were placed on either property. The sale was conducted on behalf of owner Mark Rolfe and the Bayport State Bank. The two properties are listed for auction and include the full Bad Axe Theater with an opening bid of just over $209,000 and Longshot Lanes, which carried a starting bid of more than $554,000. Bayport State Bank officials and Rolfe have a six-month window to repay the outstanding loans currently tied to the businesses. If the debt is not resolved within that time frame, the bank will move to take ownership of the properties. And in other news for today, during the last meeting of the Sandusky Board of Education, they discussed the possibility of going for a bond issue for some improvements. There was a brief discussion for going for a bond proposal that possibly included an athletic field and auditorium. During the meeting, the board conducted an organization as well, and as part of that, re-elected Carolyn Stoutenberg as the president, Robert Hassler as the vice president, Nora Harding as secretary, and Daniel Gerstenberger as the treasurer. The board also selected Bob and Lisa Kohler as the thumb meat of champions friend of the youth, and approved hiring Aaron Kruger as the new maintenance manager. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today. Tuesday, February the 10th of 2026. Ricky Charles Andrich, age 45, of Bad Axe, passed away on January the 30th of 2026. A celebration of life gathering for Ricky Charles Andrich will be taking place at a later date. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and for a complete look at your Thumb Area news and complete written Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.